Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Gabrielle Union strived for the perfection her father always demanded, but as a dark-skinned Black girl, she never felt like she was enough. In our new series, Gabrielle Union, Bigger, Badder, Better, we'll tell you how she learned to embrace the things that scared her and let go of her need to be perfect.
Listen to Even the Rich on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that we... You know the whole spiel, darling. We haven't even been gone that long. It's part two. So you know what? I think I'm just going to save you from all the trouble of having to listen to all of that again. So let's just introduce my hot little partner, Mr. Ben Mandelker. Get over here, Ben.
Hi. We're back. Part two.
We're back. This is part two. We're not going to do the whole spiel. Guess what? You get to skip that this time.
No spiel.
Come to our tour, though. WatchWhatCrappens.com. This is also on video on Crappens On Demand. Holler. Hi, everybody. Wow, Ben. How was your break?
It was great. I had a bagel. I had a much-needed bagel.
Good.
While you did some post-production on the previous episode. Yeah, that episode, it was going so long, and then I think we must have both looked at the vacuuming started happening upstairs. We looked at the notes, and it's like, oh my God, there's still so much more happening here.
Yeah, like my favorite song in the film, The Color Purple. God is trying to tell you something. And that was the vacuum lady knocking on the door. So guess what? We took a break. I changed my shirt. I put on some fresh lip gloss, cleaned out some eye boogers. I mean, it was a great time for me. How about you?
I had the bagel, and we're just back. And just like the last episode, Raquel is 100 yards away from us in a trailer, and she is observing. She's observing our video recap. So,
yes, and as this goes on, you know, I love, like I said before, seeing Raquel in a trailer. Hope that is her life from now on as her penance. And Tom is turning into old man Tom so quickly on this show. He's doing a lot of dirty looks, but they're not like his fun, like, ooh, it's kind of funny. It's like he gets that frown on his face and he just like his neck veins pop out and he's really turning into like a low rent Clint Eastwood, angry man on the lawn, get off my lawn type of character.
I want to see him in front
of that trailer. Get off my trailer lawn.
I feel like he's looking... Is the actor Bruce Davison? No, it's not Bruce Davison. Definitely not Bruce Davison. There's this one actor. He's been in like a million things. So he's turning into that actor. So for everyone who gets that reference...
Bob Balaban? That one actor.
He's turning into Bob Balaban. How dare you? No, but he is just starting to look like someone. For anyone who lives in LA, they know this type. The person who goes to the Rainbow, it's not called the Rainbow Room, but like that Rainbow Bar on Sunset Strip, dresses like 1988, holds on to their youth, and just gets like a boner whenever Guns N' Roses come on. Like that's what he is transforming into.
And then like air guitars and like, you know, like mouths all the words while they do
People who could not adjust when the grunge revolution pushed out all the hair bands. That's who goes to the Rainbow Room. And that's kind of like Tom. So
isn't the Rainbow Room in New York City? That's not, room.
Yeah. The Rainbow Room is actually 30 Rock, but I think, you know, the Rainbow or the Rainbow Bar or something like that. I don't know, whatever it's called on Sunset.
Yeah. Cause the Rainbow Room is like, fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars.
I went to the Rainbow Room only once in my life. We actually went there on Christmas because even though I'm Jewish, my grandma Sylvia was born on Christmas. So we celebrated her birthday at the Rainbow Room. And Andrea Mitchell, the newscaster, read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. And I was so starstruck. I was like, Andrea Mitchell is here.
Wow. You see, did you like your orchestrated Andrea Mitchell story? That's my favorite kind of Ben story. A story that sounds like it's going somewhere really exciting. Like you saw Andrea Mitchell making out with a lady or something. No. But instead you're like, guess what? I saw Andrea Mitchell.
That's and I was so excited. No, the exciting part was that I was so thrilled about Andrea Mitchell as a little child. And I was wearing a little red vest. And I mean, it should have been very obvious I was gay right then, right?
Mm, I don't know. I don't know if getting excited about Andrea Mitchell is a gay thing. Is that Andrea Mitchell?
No, she's not a gay icon.
I think that's like a smart person thing.
But she's not a gay icon, but I think if there's a little boy who is getting excited to see like a waspy blonde newscaster type, that's a pretty gay thing to do.
Well, listen, I'm certainly not going to take away that that was a gay thing to do with you. You know,
and I was in a red vest.
Yeah, okay, it was a gay thing. Okay, it was a gay thing. All right, so let's get back into it. Where were we? I don't even know.
I can tell you, Andy Cohen, something is just, I don't know, I have no idea where we left off, but I can tell you where we are, which is that Andy says, Tom and Katie, where does your relationship stand today? Because we're still in the Tom and Katie divorce segment.
Oh, wait. Well, first, let's start with this. How about this? Let's compromise because there's a couple lines we didn't get in here, and God knows, sure. Can't forget a line. So Andy just does the, you guys are all trash, so what's the difference? And he says, Lala, you and James had sex despite being in relationships with other people. No one in this group has our hands clean except Katie, right? So that's kind of where we are.
Yeah.
And Lala does her, none of us was fucking our best friend's mans. And he's like, okay, so Katie, where do you and Tom stand? This is what Ben tried to do, but I wouldn't let him earlier because I was confused. Ben and Katie, where does your relationship stand? Katie, you told him you don't want to be friends. And she's like, well, for friendships, you really need to have honesty and respect, and you need to hate all the fucking same people I do, or I'm icing you out. So,
so technically what she really said is she needs honesty and respect and loyalty and integrity. And then Schwartz goes, oh, so if I don't abide by all your terms, we can't be friends? And in my mind, I'm like, are honesty, respect, loyalty, and integrity that difficult to abide by?
That's hard. It's like, that is so hard. Honesty and respect. What even is integrity? This is hard. It's ridiculous.
What about my terms? Like, what are your terms? Showering 3 times a month?
Hey, don't come to...
Hey,
don't judge me. Okay. So then James comes in. Well, Lala's like, okay, it's called setting up boundaries. And if you can't respect the boundaries, then you have to deal with the consequences. You better step off the curb, bitch. And then James is like, you're a man, she's a woman. Like, that's the least you could do out of respect for her, because you're a man, she's a woman. I don't know what the fuck that's even supposed to mean. But then Schwartz is like, that's sexist. And he's like, that's not sexist. And Sandoval's like, it is actually, bro. I don't think any of the three of you are really ones to define what's sexist or not. Like, we're not sorry to break it to you. I'm more Team James today.
But yeah, we're not turning to Vanderpump Rules. We're not turning to Tom and Tom or James. We're not turning to Vanderpump Rules. We're probably not even turning to Bravo to get lessons on sexism.
This whole cast, all the women in this cast literally had to stop wearing boob tape like 2 years ago just to go to work, to keep their little tiny cloth on their body, okay? This show is all sexism.
Yeah, so Andy's like, so, Tom Schwartz, want to ask you about Joe. Was that like your girlfriend or something like that? And he's like, oh, no. Joe wasn't my girlfriend, but, I mean, we're roommates, but it did evolve into a situationship. Friends with benefits, fuck buddies, knocking private parts, putting the smudge on the fudge, you know what I'm saying?
Gross. One in the pink, one in the stink, know what I'm saying? It's like, whoa, that's enough. That is actually enough. Thank you. So he asks about Joe, and he's like, we were each other's happy place. And Katie goes, Joe is a creep. And he goes, Katie, don't talk about Joe like that. She says, yes, she is. Nobody likes Joe. And he's like, so, and you know what else? You're going to get a cease and desist if you keep attacking Joe in comments too. Which this is the most Schwartz has ever stuck up for anybody. Stuck up for anybody.
Yeah, by the way. Yeah, this is the most he ever has. And by the way, I like Katie, who just went on this whole thing about, like, all I said was just, like, don't make out with someone in the friend group. Otherwise, it's fine. Ew, no one likes Joe. I can't believe you do date Joe. You hook up with Joe? Ew, she's a creep. She's spooky.
that dirty slut. Yeah, so now she's we see her comment on Instagram that says, and by the way, Katie's picture is her in her stupid fucking wicker beret. I can't with that beret, okay? So she's like, Joe is spooky. I mean, none of us could stand to be around her. Her energy is on par with a crackhead. She's a psycho, and I will also light her on fire with Rachel. I was like, damn, Katie. What? And so Katie's like, I can say whatever I want to. And he goes, you're just a little hermit. You're just a little troll, Katie. And then James goes, that's mean. That is so mean to say to Katie, a woman. Yeah, that's mean. But Katie calling a woman a creep and a psycho and saying she's going to light her on fire is fine.
It's like, come not even on the James. Show. The girl's like, not even on the show. And Katie's like being so mean. And then I love James saying like, that is mean. How could you say that to Katie? Okay, let's roll the footage of, you stupid fat cat clown, you're a fat coward. Pride. Get out of gay pride. You're more like gay fat. Get out of here.
This was on camera 7 years ago.
What can I say about this?
So that, yeah, exactly. So Andy's like, so was this girlfriend Joe in your friend group? And she's like, by proxy, because she was like best friends with Kristen Doty. So, I mean, they were together like literally every day. And then guess what? She blocked Kristen's number the day she hung out with Sandoval. Really? Do you think it was because Kristen was texting her over and over? Are you looking up with Sandoval? What the fuck is going on with you? Are you seriously? I'm going to fucking kick your ass. You know, seriously?
Mariposa? Seriously? Seriously? She sent a text for every seriously.
Seriously?
Really?
Kaka.
All right. So, hey, did you guys go on double dates? You know, Joe and Schwartz, Sandoval and Raquel. And Katie's like, Schwartz's like, no. Absolutely not. And Katie's like, you guys went to Big Bear together.
Yeah, Lala's like, bullshit. You know, they're all booing them.
Boo. And
Schwartz is like, listen, it wasn't a double date. Tom, tell him, Tom. Wake up, Tom. Come back to me, Tom. Tom, follow the light, Tom. No, don't follow the light. Follow this light. Don't follow the white light. Follow the pink light. Tom, are you there? Follow my flashlight. Tom. Because Tom's just doing his despondent thing. He's like, oh, I can't take anymore. And he goes, no, it was not a double date. He's like, tell them I went snowboarding with Sandoval. I need a witness. And Ariana's like, oh, really? Then if it was just like a guy's trip, then why wasn't I invited to this whole thing? Why wasn't I?
Well, because she's like, I snowboard. So if it was just about snowboarding, why wasn't I invited, right? No. So this happened in January when this like snowboarding trip happened in January, and there's like, no, it wasn't a double date. And then James is like, oh really? But Raquel hates snowboarding. Okay, do you saw that pageant footage of her? That wasn't a snowboard, that was a surfboard, you idiots.
She hates snowboarding. She just went there to fuck Sandoval.
And Lala goes, yeah, she just went snowboarding to like ride Sandoval's dick. She's just there to suck his dick. And James is like, be honest, creeps, boo!
They all, boo. That whole side's like, boo! You old people snowboarding, stupid fucking, what are you, old boarding, senior citizens, creeps, too old to snowboard, fucking take a bus together, stupid, you fucking fat old boo. People, fuck you!
This is a ripped boo going to a fat boo. Ripped boo going to a fat idiot. Boo!
Katie goes, shame! Dong, shame, dong. Doing the Game of Thrones thing. Did you see that clip that was that went viral earlier this week of somebody going in front of Schwartz and Sandy's dressed like that nun, going shame, dong.
No, that's amazing.
Shame, dong.
Okay, we're gonna take a break while these people get this off their chest. They were like Red Sox fans seeing a Yankee at this at like Fenway.
Boo! Yankees suck!
So Andy was like, okay, we're back! Still getting booed. A lot of boobirds out today, and Sandoval actually has fucked a boobird. Amazing. So he's like, I got a lot of questions about Schwartz and Sandy's original name, The Money Pit. When you threw your first party, how far away from the opening did you think you were? Like, when did you guys think you were going to open?
Well, you know, the season ends in August, so, you know, that's always the goal. But, you know, I mean, it ended up being like November 2nd.
And every time they cut to James, by the way, he's just staring at himself on the monitor going,
Yeah, pouty. Ooh, squinty and pouty. God, you're gorgeous.
So yeah, they ended up opening November 2nd, and Andy's like, you know, it seemed like the food was holding you up because, you know, you were waiting for line cooks and you couldn't figure out the lobster dogs. I mean, to me, why not open the bar and serve minimal food? And Sandoval's like, I would have loved to do that. I would have loved to, but unfortunately, Ariana was not sleeping with me at all during that time, which forced everybody to not serve a lobster corn dog on time.
You know, I was like, I wanted to tell Greg we have to open this up. Like, who cares about the food? But he just had like, there was like a lot going on with him, and I just didn't want to add more to it. So, but now the food is on track, and Lala's like, actually, the food's really good. Okay, it's like good food. So, like,
Lala, where are you coming from? Lala just decides to drop her sword for a minute. She's like, love a lobster corn dogs.
I know.
Sad.
Lala suddenly becomes freaking Ruth Reichel over there. So,
like, Lala comes and fights hard, and then when she's not in the ring, she's like, whatever, love your food. I'll still take the discount, thanks.
She's just start wearing a little green bucket hat like Gail Green on Top Chef Masters, RIP. So Lisa Vanderpump is like, well, they didn't know what they were doing. And you know what? Why should they know what they're doing? They've only turned their nose up at years of great tutelage from me. But, you know, it's not, they haven't done it before, and I didn't like when Tom said, oh, I don't need Lisa Vanderpump. I still own your soul, sir. You will need me for the rest of your life and for eternity.
I haven't had a fight with Triton yet. Triton hasn't beaten me on this one yet, sucker. Listen, you give me your soul, and in return, you will get an edible cone dog.
Tentacles coming out.
You think you can destroy me by poking a ship into my stomach? You're sadly mistaken.
So then we see the clip of Sandoval being like,
for once in our lives, we're like really happy to not need Lisa Vanderpump's opinion.
Or whatever the fuck he said. Yeah, really smart business move. Okay, so you went away from taking 5% of a restaurant for literally doing nothing but showing up and taking shots with pretty girls all night. Okay,
yeah.
That's like your job with Lisa Vanderpump. To putting your taking second mortgages on your homes, you fucking morons, to get into debt for someone where you don't own the restaurant, the mortgage, or the liquor license. Idiots. You fucking idiots. I hope you keep that trailer outside. I hope you keep it. Both committed.
And a small update on that front. There was an interview in the LA Times with Ariana and Katie. And the LA Times did ask them, like, what's the deal with your house? Like, are you guys going to lose your house? Or how do you get, you know, all the complications? And they said they both used business managers. And when they set up the when they bought the house and set it all up, they set it up in a way that both women would be protected if things went down with the bar, et cetera. Hopefully the business manager did things right, but that is the update. We've been
impressive.
Saying for a long time, oh my God, like this bar goes down, like Ariana's money is tied in it and Katie's money's tied in it. But apparently they anticipated that and they have taken measures to make sure they are protected, at least according to their business
manager. But what measures do you take to protect yourself from a mortgage being taken out on your home? That's...
I don't know. Well, also maybe when they said we took a mortgage out on our home, maybe they were being overdramatic. Maybe it was like they got some sort of home credit. I don't understand. This is a world that I do not.
They took like
finance.
A loan against the home or something. And Ariana said it was all Tom, like it because LVP asked her about it and it was like, darling, no, please don't do it. And she was like I'm protected. So I hope they are. I mean, that's very, very smart for a reality TV cast member to think that far ahead. So well done, you two.
Yeah. Well, you know, the good news is that Raquel also has protected herself. I was gonna try to say something about like a lollipop and I lost my train of thought and I'm just gonna move forward. But like I was in my mind, long day. I was like, Raquel took a mortgage out on a lollipop and I was like, Ben, stop talking.
Yeah, I hope Raquel protected herself because these rumors about Raquel being pregnant better be wrong, okay? Yeah. I'm sick of reading these all over the internet. I think it's kind of gross. I can't even believe I brought it up because I think it's really gross. Better not be true. You better be protecting yourself. Also, way to date somebody who's already mortgaged to the... I mean, you just... This whole cast, I can't with anybody on this show. So, Lisa Vanderpump's pissed, right? So she's like, I've done everything. I gave you 5% of TomTom to help you start. And Andy goes, I mean, 5% of TomTom, like, blah, blah. Who cares?
No, it was $50,000. That's a lot for these two idiots. Think about all the neon lights they could buy with that money. But I gave it back. I gave it back because they needed the money. I gave back their money, but not their souls.
Yeah, so this is interesting. So she's like, listen, this place cost $50 million to open, and these idiots only had to give me 50 grand each, and I gave them their money back. So that's bullshit. And they still maintain their 5% in TomTom or whatever, I think. I'm assuming. And she's like, you know, and I know this is a shit show, but I've always been on their side, and this isn't an easy place to be. And you know what? I agree. She's making an ass out of herself defending you idiots on this show, and you're acting like that. You better be more grateful. This woman's ruining her entire reputation to stand up for your stupid ass and your stupid behavior. You at least better be grateful.
Yeah. So then Tom Schwartz says that, like, the business at first took a hit because there were all those negative reviews, but, like, it's rebounded and now it's all love again. You go in there and everyone's just, like, full of love. And Ariana, and so the question is, like, hey, Ariana, like, are you, like, how do you feel about those restaurants or people going? And she's like, well, they can go there. They just better not fucking talk to me ever again.
And if they do talk to me, I certainly hope they would be saving money by using Mint Mobile. Ding. And Lala's like, on the tip line, people are writing like, tip Team Ariana, there's your tip. Okay, that is so tacky, fans. Please don't do that. So you're going to fuck over some waiter and say Team Ariana? You're just a cheap ass, okay, at that point. Now, the writing on the mirrors, Team Ariana and fuck Tom, love that.
Great work. Love that. Love that, like, lipstick graffiti.
Yeah, because I feel like Schwartz has to go in there and clean that up.
Yeah. You know,
but don't take it out on the waiters. Take it out on Schwartz.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's.
Hey, I'm Brooke.
And I'm Arisha.
And we're the hosts of Wondery's podcast, Even the Rich, where we bring you absolutely true and absolutely shocking stories about the most famous families and the biggest celebrities the world has ever seen.
Our newest series is all about the teen movie icon, Gabrielle Union. After spending her childhood trying to assimilate and breaking into a racist industry, Gabrielle thought her success meant someone else had to fail. But when she's faced with hard choices beyond her control, she realizes that the only way to find real success is to come together and build community.
In our series, Gabrielle Union, Bigger, Badder, Better, we'll tell you how she shook off her need for perfection, found her true self, and created the life she always wanted.
Follow Even the Rich wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on Amazon Music or the Wondery app.
Commercial.
Hey, I got a question. Ariana, you said you would cut off anyone who maintains a relationship with Sandoval. So will you cut off Lisa if she doesn't cut off business with the Toms? And she's like, well, we just won't be as close. And Lisa, and then Andy's like, okay, cool. Now moving on. The Galapagos Islands. Do you want to go there? And Lisa's like, hold on.
Hold on a second. What? excuse me.
Yeah, that's cold. And LVP is like, hold on. What do you expect me to do? Do you expect me to what? Not stand up for a male? And Ariana's like, I don't expect anything from you. She's like, well, I've been there for you, confiding all those times I've buzzed you in at Villa Rosa. How dare you? You have petted my tiny little donkey horses. And Andy's like,
I let you go upstairs in Villa Rosa. Upstairs, not just the foyer sofas.
You've seen the closet. The closet.
So then Ariana realizes, Ariana just starts to backpedal because she's like, whoa, maybe I went too far. So she's like,
this woman did find me my lease for my sandwich shop.
Yeah, and there's that too. She's like, no, I'm just saying I'll have a hard time confiding. And Andy's like, so you think that she should stop doing business with them? And she goes, I think she knows what's best for her. And he's, what's that? You dare say that against me? I'll have Nicolay knock you over with a pendulum.
Well, if it comes at the cost of friendships and loyalties, I would like to know where you stand on that. Will you be getting discounted Gucci's empanadas at happy hour or not?
And Ariana's like, well, when it comes to like loving you, I mean, I'm always gonna love and support anything you do. I'm just like not gonna like do it at a place that. And Andy's like, it's not gonna be one of your stops on a Friday night. She's like, yes, thank you. But I also like that Ariana stayed kind of firm and was like, I still love you, but like, how much support do you fucking want here, lady?
Okay. She's basically like, I'm not gonna come to you about issues with Tom because I don't feel like it's safe, right? So, but either way, like Lisa basically is like, don't you dare. I created you and I will send you back to the marsh you came out of. So Lisa goes, well, if these two remain my partner, I don't want that to affect our relationship. Capiche? That's what they say in Italy, don't they? Capiche?
And Ariana's just doing her sideways look where she's like, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about that sandwich shop. First question, have you guys ever made a sandwich before? Just wondering, because all I see is Chef Penny making sandwiches. Just curious here.
No, and I actually like that about their business. And I, you know, have gone on record that these two are like, nah, we don't really make sandwiches or run restaurants and have no interest in doing either of those things. So we're just going to pay someone else to do it and kind of just listen, be there like the Toms every once in a while to say hi. And I
low
say
overhead
that's how
sandwich
you should
shop.
Fucking do it.
Nice
Hell
and
yes.
easy. Go. I'll go. I'm planning to go when it opens. Because I love a sandwich. I'd love a sandwich shop. I'm going to go on the record. A real hot take here. Guys, I'm making a bold stand.
Get Andrea Mitchell on the phone. The gays
calling
back.
Andrea
her
Mitchell.
Favorite gays back.
Remember that charming young man in a red vest? Guess what? He's back and he's going to draw a line in the sand. And that line says, I like a sandwich shop.
I love sandwiches.
I know. Sorry to break the internet.
So they talk about their sandwich shop and actually how smart it was that they sold merch. And Ariana explains that people were saying, hey, how can we support you guys while your men are being fucking pigs? And they were like, fuck, let's just launch some merch. And so they ended up raising $2,000.
$200,000.
That's what I meant. Yeah, $200,000 from selling fucking merch. Wow.
And it's just like, it's like a serif font that says something about her, like dot, dot, dot. That's all it is.
It's not, but you know yeah, what's so good for them? It's very simple.
How great.
Yeah, literally.
Not a criticism. It's like, I love it. They just were like, boop, we'll make this and make $200,000 off of it. Fuck you, Toms.
Yep, and they sure did it. So, let's see. This is
Ariana's like,
though, right? Whenever it comes to the sandwich shop, I'm like, did I just eat a sandwich? Because I'm exhausted. Like, I can't talk about your sandwich shop.
Doesn't sound like you're a true sandwich shop fan. Okay, I know when I see one.
I don't want to talk about a sandwich. I just want it inside of me. If my mouth is open, I want a sandwich inside of it.
Okay. Well, Ariana is like, she's like, oh, and by the way, Andy, we have some merch for you. If you want to replace that trash sweatshirt you got on Watch What Happens Live. And we see a shot of Raquel giving Andy this big sparkling sweatshirt, I guess, which is like the same one that she wore as like a dress.
It's the exact sweatshirt I wore, Andy, to BravoCon on day 3. It's like, fucking cares, you fucking weirdo. When you were there just following around the most extras, the worst fucking cover band. And I shouldn't even blame the band because the actual band is good. But Jesus, every time I see a clip of that man singing, every single time, it
no
makes
good.
Me... Yeah.
No bueno. But then I love Raquel gives the sweatshirt to Andy and he looks at it and goes, it's a triple XL. He's like all offended.
And then Ariana says something like, oh, yeah, I mean, that's not even really a Tom Tom shirt because Sandoval's like, that's my design. That's my design. And like mocking him for like insisting that he have his own lightning bolt Tom Tom shirt, which I think is so, you know, Raquel, there's so many pathetic parts about this Raquel stuff. One of them being this lightning bolt thing that everyone's like, oh my God, they had lightning bolt matching necklaces. Then to find out she bought her own, that was sad. But also the fact that it's not a Raquel thing. It's his thing. It's like, I'm a lightning bolt, brah. I'm going to put it on my own Tom Tom shirt. And now I'm going to wear it around on my own necklace. And then Raquel's that much of a follower that she fucked him a few times and got her own $700 lightning bolt.
Wow. Lightning strikes twice. So, yeah. So then Andy all of a sudden starts defending the sweatshirt. He's like, to be fair, it's a beautiful hoodie. It's a beautiful hoodie. Like, I love seeing the photos of my dog curled up in it. It's his dog bed now. And then James is like, he likes the t-shirt, the merch that Ariana and Katie made. And he goes, oh, I want that shirt. I want it. I'd make it fashionable. Oh, okay. So when James wears things, suddenly they become like the hottest thing on the runway.
Yeah. Thanks for your help, James. Yeah, thanks, James. We were just waiting. He's just pouting to the camera.
I'll make it fashionable.
So then Andy changes course and he's like, okay, so Sheena, last year Lala was really hard on you, but this year you became close. And she goes, you know what? I think that like, kids definitely brought us closer because we like understood what we needed out of a friendship. You know what I mean? Because we both have kids and that like changes the person because you're like, are you a mom? And then if someone's like, no, you're like, oh my God, who even are you? I don't even know you right now. But like if someone else is a mom, then they say, yes, I'm a mom. You go, oh my God, I'm a mom too. And then it like totally changes your life. It's just like what people do is how things work. Hi.
Yeah, like we're like closer than we've ever been. Like she literally bought like the house next door to me in Palm Springs. And then we see footage of Lala moving and she's like, hi neighbor.
And then
I can't wait till these two hate each other again and they're stuck in fucking Palm Springs next door to each
other. That's what I was thinking. I love like, it. Great plan that they're gonna be teepeeing each other's trees or cacti. And so
hey, I got a question about for Lala. So or Katie. Is Lala's friendship with Sheena been an issue for you, Katie?
And she's like, well, here's the thing. I'm trying really hard not to revert to which is a
Well, you told me that you don't feel that you get the same level of loyalty from Lala as you give to her. Whoops, did I say that out loud? I'm so sorry. Oh. That one's for you, Joe. For you, Joe.
I'm such a silly, stupid little boy who has a very rational fear of man-eating Nile crocodiles in Florida.
Yeah, so Katie's like, how am I not going to be on this team right now and say this? Because Katie, you know, comes and she tells off Schwartz all the time. She's like, we are so done, Schwartz. We are done. I'm so sick of this fucking disrespect, Schwartz. And then what does she do? Calls and cries to Schwartz about every damn little thing. He still knows every little thing, you know? So she's like, well, okay. Well, I just feel like, Lala, if the roles were reversed, like, you wouldn't really be happy with me, like, talking to Sheena, like, if you were in a fight with her. And Lala goes, yeah, but I went to Sheena's weddings and, like, I also aborted mission on a lot of other things after that kiss happened, and all of our kids are why we created this friendship. We did it for the kids. And Katie's like, and I understand that. I just, oh God.
And then Lala goes, God, it's like we're dating. And she goes,
oh my God, are you guys saying you're staying in it for the kids? That's so funny.
And Katie's like, well, I mean, it's just like in the past when you've had issues with Sheena, you've said like if anyone talks to her, you're like dead to me. So, you know, it's like it would have been a different story. That you guys all do that. Lala does that. Katie does that. So Andy's like, Sheena, you feel differently about do you feel differently now about encouraging Raquel to hook up with Schwartz now that you know? And Sheena's like, oh, my God, thank you so much for giving me a chance to cry because I'm a mom now. And it's really important that moms show feelings.
1,000,000%. Okay, like watching back, like Candy's perspective, even though it's like a frumpy perspective, it's still like a okay perspective. And like, I was getting such a different perspective and different story from like Raquel. And like, I wish I had more like empathy for her in that moment, which is shocking because I have like a lot of empathy for people because I'm like a people pleaser. And I just like, if it means that I have a bad time, then I will do it because that's how I am. And Katie's like, I told you what my perspective was. And goes, yeah, but like the whole summer, everything that I heard from Raquel of like how you were treating her, like that like took over everything else. It's like if you went around a corner and didn't say corner and then suddenly you have meatballs on your shirt, it's like all over. Raquel's perspective was all over my shirt.
And James is like, it's Raquel. Raquel blinded you, didn't she? She blinded you. That's what she does. That's what Raquel does. Mm-hmm. She's tricky. She's a blinder.
And she's like, yeah, 100%. I was totally blinded by Raquel. Also, Katie's been miserable and mean to you for years. Like, literally years. Like, why don't you just mention that? Like, you have reason to try and set somebody up to piss Katie off. Okay? Just cop to it. So Sandoval's like, do you not
believe what Raquel was saying about Katie?
And she goes, no. Watching it back, no. I mean, Katie's amazing. Look at her. Like, she makes sandwiches. Kids love sandwiches. I have kids. There you go.
Yeah, I let what Raquel told me, I took it as Bob.
What was that? What was that?
Mama!
Are you saying Bible?
Yeah,
mama!
It took me back to a place where I'd been bullied by Katie and by Lala in this entire group. It was like the worst part of the bubble. It was like Kane and Owl, and like I was Owl. That's Bubble. I don't remember.
So, she's like, yeah, it took me back to a place where I'd been bullied by Lady and Lala and Katie in this group. So I was like, good, finally you got it out. So then we see clips of that where Katie's like, I don't trust you. And then Lala being like, you shut up, stop. And so then we cut back and Lala's like, Sheena's like, I just like saw Raquel getting bullied. Like I got bullied and I was like, I need to protect Raquel at all costs. And Lala goes, can I say something? The word bully? Like we're not in pre-cakes in here. Okay. This is fucking Bravo. Okay. You can still bully people on Bravo. The fuck does that mean? It's not bullying if you're on TV. Bullshit. You are a bully sometimes, and so is Katie sometimes. That's just how it is. Guess what? I'm a bully 80% of the time, and I fucking love it. It's my turn to be a fucking bully, and I feel great.
I'm about to say that I feel like we are two podcasters who say that who often denounce people for overusing the term bully, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Like, it definitely still, literally, this show is about bullying. Like, watch the series premiere. Watch every single season. That's people gather around the TV to watch everyone bully someone and then get mad at the bullies. And then you shuffle the deck, and then next year, just different bullies and different victims.
Yes, this show is built on bullying. And guess what, Lala? You were also bullied horribly when you first came on this show and slut-shamed and everything else. So, yeah, people do get bullied on this show, and you were one of the people who got bullied. And you've also turned into kind of a bully. You know, it's a circle of bullying life. Isn't it fun?
Bullying is not an age thing. Like, you're a bully. And Lala goes, please fuck off, mister. I fuck my friends.
I'm my girlfriend. Fuck. And so Neville's like, you are a bully, though. What is it? What is it? Me making a mistake? Is that a get out of jail card to everything? She goes, no, it's called I don't give a fuck's what you have to say because I know that you're a piece of shit. You've always triggered me, and so did she. And now I know why.
You're both pieces of shit, and I always knew it. And Sandoval's like, okay, well, you know what? You use Raquel as like a scapegoat this season. That's what you're doing. No, I'm looking at Raquel, and I'm saying, I sniffed you a mile away the second you stepped in here. I knew you were capable of this shit. You moved like a snake, okay? Okay? And then Raquel's
Lala, who literally fucked Raquel's boyfriend.
That's true, too.
Literally, and then went, what are you mad about? That was in the past. Like,
really? Oh, so funny.
Yeah,
so
then, I'm sorry. I cut off your cut to Raquel. There's Raquel on the screen.
No, all it was Raquel watching her going,
yeah.
Trying to figure this all out. So, so then Sandoval's like, you know what? Takes one to know one, I guess. Snake, that is. I was referring to you saying the thing about the snake.
Worm, you're a worm. You're a worm with a mustache worm stash. Worm. You're a little worm, little 40-year-old cocky cock is what you are. Little dinky,
I took it as Bubble. I took it as Bubble.
So,
bye, Bob. Hello, everybody, and thank you for coming to church in Palm Springs. Please open your Bubble.
Hello, welcome to Bible Study in Palm Springs. Please welcome my new next-door neighbor, Lala. Lala, welcome to Palm Springs Bible Study.
Someone brings her like a
Lala brought her baba to Bible Study on Pop Legs.
Why did somebody bring me tea with gummy bears in it? I said I wanted a baba.
Circle gummy bears. What kind of bears they have in Pump Springs, these circle gummy bears?
Anyway, Lala's like, yeah, she's a snake. You move like a snake. And Sandoval's like, takes one to know one, I guess. And James screams worm a lot. And Lala's like, you have that boss to say accountabilities, Katie. Sure, you left more kitties. And James is like,
babe, fuck you, old
dude,
man.
I am taking accountability. You're not. You're not, Lala. You're not taking accountability. And she's like, for what? What did I do?
What?
And Sandoval goes, I fart Mozart, everybody. I fart Mozart. That's Lala for ya. And she's like, and then LVP is like, Lala, sometimes you are pretty aggressive, aren't you, darling? And she's like, oh, stop sticking up for Tom's. And James is like, you're sticking up for him too much. And Lala's like, yeah, you got to stop. And then that whole side is like, shut up, Lisa. Shut the fuck up, Lisa. And man, I was with them. I was, mm-hmm. Shut up, yeah, Lisa. What are you
Lisa's
doing?
Lisa's picking the wrong, she's like public defender Lisa Vanderpump is losing this case. And she's like,
and is
no,
she
I'm
right?
Not.
Is Lisa right? Can we just be honest? Of course. Lala is aggressive sometimes. Who cares? Right now, she is justifiably aggressive. And the audience wants her to be aggressive.
Let her.
Like, you don't go to a rodeo and get mad at a bull for running at something red, okay? You are there on purpose. And you bought the bull. You literally bought the bull. Why are you yelling at the bull, rodeo
lady? Sandoval did something that has really hurt this entire group, and they are allowed to be angry and aggressive. It's okay, quote unquote, angry and aggressive. He's like, well, I'm not sticking up for Tom. I'm just saying he's a poor little innocent soul, boopy boopy, go to his bars, but I'm not standing up for him.
I'm not sticking up for Tom. It's just that he's so adorable, and you can meet him one night at Tom Top, if you're lucky. He'll be there with a mustache and little something called a belly button.
It's a buzz button, Lisa. A buzz button.
We'll be handing out Dixie cups at the door for $5 a piece, and you can put them up to his cheek and capture his tears to take home as a souvenir.
So they're like, shut up, Lisa, basically. And then James is like, I'm walking off now. I need my third line of Coke for the day. He's just like, because I love that he never walks to his dressing room. He walks straight to the bathroom. It's like he's not even trying to hide it. He's like already pulling out the little tiny cutout straw from the front of his shirt. You know, he's like, oh, be reasonable, right? Because Tom Sandoval's like, she's not sticking up for me. She is being reasonable. How reasonable is it? He walks off, and Andy's like, James, sit down. Can anybody believe this? This is crazy.
Oh,
he's like, I'm
my
not going to listen to this shit.
I dropped my cards again. Oh, man. That's not fair. And it just cuts to Raquel in the trailer going, oh, my God.
Yeah, next time is Raquel. Now, I have to say, you know, this sucks because. I'm going to say because of the wonderful things he does. Because Raquel filed that stupid bullshit restraining order against Sheena, now they have to be 100 yards apart. But the person that Sheena really needs to yell at is Raquel, which obviously is why Raquel did it, right? So she could get out of getting yelled at for half the reunion at least. Mm-hmm. But it sucks because now Sheena's hardly had anything to say except, I'm a mom and I love Katie now. And it sucks. Like, I want to see Sheena be pissed and sobbing and screaming and pointing one of her really long poopy nails at somebody. That's what I want to see. And I don't get to see it. I feel like Raquel has fucking robbed me of that. And it's not fair.
Shishu was robbed. But you know what? Justice for Shishu. Love Shishu. She's had a, you know, and I would like, you know, as much as the Scandoval thing, I have many more questions. I do hope that in the next two episodes, we do get to have some discussion about that hotel room. Because that, I feel like, before Scandoval, that felt like the biggest scandal of the past 6 years on Vanderpump Rules. The way people got fired up about those hotel rooms. So I really hope that's addressed.
Hotel rooms. What's wrong?
That's a Sheena where Katie wouldn't give up her hotel room and went to
Mexico. The hotel room fight. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good Sheena. That'll be a good Sheena moment.
Because there's been a lot of stuff about them. The reason when they were on Watch What Happens Live together, the Toms, and they were being real weird. Tom Schwartz was being real weird and kept looking at Tom Sandoval for answers when there were all these questions about Schwartz and Raquel. And he kept basically looking at Tom, like trying to blame Tom without really even saying anything. The reason that was also awkward was because Raquel was hiding out with them in the hotel room and boning Sandoval that whole time. So when I heard hotel room, I automatically was like,
got it. I also
talking about Raquel hiding out in New York City. Oh, I'm no idiot.
Yeah, well, I am also hoping that Andy asks Schwartz why he thought it was appropriate for him to take the sushi off of Katie's plate after he just kissed Raquel.
I need the sushi question answered too, you know, because that's really one of the most aggressive things that he does. And it's funny the things that people do to out themselves, right? Because Tom Schwartz is even better, I think, than Sandoval at pretending I'm just innocent little Schwartz. And we've seen his mask slip a few times over the years. He's really let it slip. But that was one of the biggest mask slips I've ever seen, was that scene when he came in, just took a piece of sushi that wasn't his, and then started just berating Katie and just being a fucking asshole right at that table. That was one of it. Rude. And you can't come back from that, you know? And I think it was the addition of the carb to the scene.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen you being an asshole, but I've never seen you steal carbs from somebody. And that is unforgivable, sir.
Yeah, it was a low point for sure. But either way, this reunion was, wow. One, this first hour, I can't even imagine what the next 2 hours are going to be like. But we'll be covering it all. It's all going to be here on Watch What Crappens.
We sure love you guys. We will talk to you next time. Thanks for putting up with our double recap. But God, it felt good to take a little break. And that was really fun. We look forward to seeing you all next week. Have a great one.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Erin McNicholas,
she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ruru LaRue.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.